JC Corcoran Podcast.
Nah, I don't have any answers for you. But I can tell you about one thing. Oh, yeah, yeah. You think you're safe, huh? You people over here, you think you're safe? Do you think you're safe? What's your name?
Lou.
Lou, you ever been married? You do me a favor? If you ever think you want to get married, if you ever think you've met the right woman, you want to settle down, you want to get a house, you want to get a car, maybe raise a family, do me a favor, will you, Lou? Remember this face. Then it's the face of hell, Lou. It'll be your face every day. Have you ever been married? Are you married? What's your name?
Bill
Johnson. Bill? John, show him the face. Show it to him! Say it, say it! Look at him! Just wanted you to know, it's just not me, all right? I'm trying to help here. I'm trying to do a good thing. I was married for 2 years. My life was so boring, I actually worried about my yard. The rest of my friends had goals, careers, visions. They were doing things with their lives. I was out there looking for crabgrass, weeds and stuff, going, I have a responsibility to the neighborhood. There is a weed here. And then if that doesn't happen, you have kids. Have you seen those guys? Those guys in the malls with the strollers. Have you seen them? With that look on their face like they envy the dead. Somebody shoot me! This isn't a mall! I'm in hell!
No, I'm just getting warmed up.
Happy to see you again.
Don't be nervous. Don't be rocky. You're a teenage guest disc jockey now.
And let me begin by wishing you a beautiful look.
Did that voice inside you say, I've heard it all before? It's like deja vu all over.
Tuesday, July 19th, 2022, 116 days remaining in our American democratic system of government, as we have known. And how you doing, kids? You are at jcontheline.com. I learned more about soccer yesterday. Tom Schwartz and Ted Williams have been doing a soccer show on 590 The Fan every weekend for, you know, some ridiculous thing, 20 or 30 years, you know. And it's really funny. Like, I have Christian friends, and about once a year they take a swing at me and see if they can convert me, and then they realize I'm a lost cause, and so they give up, and then we just sort of move on. And I know a year from now they'll try it again. Sort of the same thing with soccer for the last few years since I've known these guys. And, you know, every once in a while they'll just say, well, yeah, but soccer. Like, yeah. Then they realize I'm a lost cause, and then we go back to our relationship. That having been said, now with this thing that's, coming down here in St. Louis, you're going to be missing the boat if you don't like soccer. You got to figure something out, because you got to figure out some way to like it, I guess, because this is going to be a big deal. It's going to be a big deal. I saw that the practice field was finished yesterday, and we're going to have soccer in St. Louis. I mean, a year from now, it will probably be one of the most talked about things in this community. So a big thanks to Pedro and the rest of the gang at Lester's in Ladue yesterday. We came walking in there at noon, and it looked like, you know, they were giving away money or something. You couldn't even get in the place. And Pedro and the guys actually opened up a section that was closed, opened it up for us so that we didn't have to wait like 45 minutes for lunch. So thank you very much. Still home of the best pastrami and corned beef sandwiches and everything like that. Man, oh man, is that place good. And you can get a good root beer too. And you can get a diet root beer. Man, oh man. Which brings us to Art Holliday, who said suffered a birthday. who had a birthday yesterday. Art's one of the really, really good guys in media in this city. He's news director at Channel 5 right now. I didn't see that coming. When they appointed him as news director about a year ago, that was one of those things I did not see coming. And he seems to be doing just fine over there. And I have all these old pictures of Art. Not necessarily that I was photographing Art back in the 1980s. I was photographing everybody. So Art Holliday ends up, you know, being Art Holliday. And so now I go back in my archives and I find out of these old embarrassing pictures. He's wearing a Cosby sweater in one of the pictures. And I put that up on my Facebook page yesterday, the Showgram with J.C. Corcoran. So happy birthday to Art. Like I said, one of the really good guys. I am absolutely blown away by Tower T. Now, everybody knows the story. It was this really sort of beat up, run down place that at least you could go and play a little miniature golf. You felt like it was like still like 1965 when you used to go over there. And you could hit a bucket of balls, and it was nice. It was fun. It was a cool place. And then, of course, the word came out a couple of years ago that the property had been sold and that they were going to put a housing subdivision in there. And people got mad, and I think for really good reason. That's like saying I'm tearing down Ted Drew's. You don't do that. I remember driving past that all the time in the off season because we had an indoor baseball training facility that we used to rent out on Sunday nights getting ready for the baseball season. And I would go by there all the time and just think to myself, what a shame that they sold this property. That's terrible. Well, I lost track of how it happened or who the people were that were involved, but they did an about face and said, no, all right, we won't put a housing subdivision in here. Go ahead and let's rebuild Tower T. Now, I had seen it last winter, and I remember thinking to myself, oh, wow, they really did a nice job with this. But it was, I don't know, like 14 degrees outside. There was nobody there. And I just sort of drove past the place. Yesterday, I actually went in and looked around and really sort of surveyed the entire complex now. And what, I mean, I'm blown away, like I said, by what they have done. If you haven't been down there, you got to do it. It's fantastic. And I think, you know, people gravitate to Topgolf out there on 40 because it's really, really, you know, impressive in terms of its size and everything like that, and very, very sophisticated operation and part of a nationwide chain of Topgolf locations. And I'm not knocking that place at all. I'm just saying that the Tower T thing is a little more organic still, and given the history and given the fact that, I mean, the place is immaculate. It's unbelievable. I had such a good time last night. I practiced putting for a while, and then I hit about a third of a bucket of balls before my back gave out. I'm still having trouble with the back, folks. Oh, my God. I don't know what I'm going to do. Speaking of sports, Juan Soto beat Julio Rodriguez to win last night's home run derby. You know, it was sort of fun watching Albert and everything, but that's a dumb event. I don't know. It's just stupid. I might be the kind of person who would enjoy something like that if there hasn't been so much emphasis put on the home run in the regular game of baseball, because they're just going at the wrong thing. The people who are running baseball, just choice A, choice B. Choice A is good. Choice B is bad. I'll take choice B. They just keep doing the wrong thing over and over and over again. Costco gas, $3.75 yesterday afternoon down in Manchester. I keep saying down. It's in down at Tower T, down on Manchester. I'm staying in Maryland Heights here, and I put a couple of pictures up. I was staying at my mother-in-law's house, and she has this garden back here that's pretty impressive. I guess a couple of the newspapers and stuff have even come over here and taken photographs. They've done stories on the beautification of the backyard. This house almost got hit by the tornado a couple of years ago. In fact, the people next door lost part of their roof. And, you know, when that thing came down Highway 70 towards Channel 2 and Carroll House Furniture and Creve Coeur Lake and the whole thing, and Dave Murray got under the desk and everything. Jeez. And this house is right in that area near Creve Coeur Lake. And I always think about that when we come here. And we've got a lot of deer running around here, too. Deer running around all over the place. And also raccoons. We have raccoons here because my mother-in-law has like the Ritz-Carlton of chicken coops out in the backyard. We got six chickens right now. I'm looking at them right now. And I was out there making noises to try to entertain them last night. Chickens, they hear, first of all, they hear a voice that they don't recognize, and then they hear me making sound effects and stuff like that. They all come over for a look, and then my 12-year-old comes out of the chicken coop with like five eggs, and that's breakfast this morning. That's the way you do it. That's why I loved having a vegetable garden so much when I lived in the Midwest full time, and I was growing all sorts of stuff. And I'm thinking to myself, there's just something satisfying about growing your own tomatoes and stuff like that. And I know you could go to the store, maybe it, when the, all is said and done, after you've rented a tiller and you have bought the plants and you have nurtured everything and you got to put the fertilizer down and you do all that, and at the end you probably save about $2.19, but I still love doing it. So the big show tonight now, the Major League Baseball All-Star Game, that's going to be at, that's right, they're starting it early this year. It's going to be at 6 p.m. is when the coverage begins. It says 6. The game isn't going to start at 6 o'clock. I don't even think it's going to start at 6:30. If they actually have the first pitch thrown by 6:45, I'll be impressed. So they mislead you by saying that it starts at 6 o'clock. Trust me, that's just a bunch of boring coverage. There is something on Paramount Plus today. The Day the Music Died, the story of Don McLean's American Pie. Again, that's on Paramount Plus. We had a great conversation with Don McLean maybe a year or two ago, and he was a lot more interesting to talk to than I ever would have guessed. Well, maybe expound on that somewhere down the line. Oh, and by the way, just in the back of your head, remember the name Mason Wynn? Mason Wynn, he is a Cardinal prospect, a shortstop, and the guy froze from shortstop over to first base at around 100 miles an hour. Now, people will remember back in the late 80s and into the 90s, Sean Dunston was a shortstop with the Cubs, and he would do that too. He would throw from short to first harder than the pitcher had just thrown the pitch to the hitter. And so now you got another guy doing that, first baseman putting a pad in his glove. But the guy's name is Mason Wynn, throwing 100 miles an hour. I was just talking about that tornado that almost hit the house I'm sitting in right now. This is also the anniversary from 2006 of that storm that came through St. Louis that was the most unusual thing that had been through here in years. It was those straight line winds, and most of the weather in this region goes from the west to the east or the southwest to the northeast. Almost all the weather travels in that direction. You do get some exceptions, but 99% of the time, the weather is moving basically west to basically east. And this thing came down from the north. It was weird to hear Dave Murray talk about it too, because he said that, this all started, there was a Cardinal game that night, and you'll remember this because cell phone video was brand new. This was 2006, and there was a famous video of Busch Stadium in its inaugural year, by the way. There was so much rain so quickly that this cell phone video showed like one of those giant trash can things floating by and basically wiping a guy out. And that got posted on the internet really quickly. And people are like, holy shit, what is going on? And I still remember Dave Murray talking about this. He was getting ready to go to dinner. And he was watching this thing going, it's weird. It wasn't in the forecast. And it was just, he was sort of looking at it going, I should probably keep my eye on that. And he drove from the TV station home for dinner, which is used to do. You get dinner at like, you know, from 6 to 7 or something like that. And Dave lived pretty close to the station, so he would just drive home and, you know, have dinner on occasion. By the time he got home, he just figured, I'm going to click this thing back on. By the time he got home, he was like, he had to turn around and go back to the station because he knew that this thing was going to be a major story. And it just blew everything to bits around here. People were losing their siding. People thought it was a tornado, but it was straight line winds. And that's when you find out that straight line winds can be just as devastating as a tornado, and there was all this rain, and it knocked the power out at my house in Olivet for 5 days, and it was almost 100 degrees during that period, and people are like, you know, I remember going to the basement going, oh, it's always cool down there. I went down there, and it wasn't cool anymore, but there was so much wind damage, and so many people lost their power. It was unbelievable, and then 2 days later, Illinois got almost an identical kind of storm, and that one was even worse. And so now you got all these people with no power in Missouri, and now 2 days later, everybody in Illinois has got no power. And some of the people in the extreme regions, you know, out in the country and stuff, they didn't have any power for almost 2 weeks. Again, all of this happening on this date back in 2006. It was a scary couple of days there. And it's especially bad for somebody like me because I buy in bulk because we have one of those big deep freezers they have out in the garage. And you go to Costco, and if they have a sale on beef or something like that, you're like, I'm grabbing all this stuff while it's on sale, and you shove it in the deep freezer, and you thaw it out when you need it. Well, your deep freezer will only keep that stuff frozen for a couple of days during a power failure. And I think the number $600 seems to ring a bell. I think I lost about $600 worth of food that was out in the deep freezer. So I don't like to think about that anymore. Let's move on to something else. Wolfgang Van Halen says plans for a Van Halen tribute show have not come together because some people are making it difficult. Asked if some people meant David Lee Roth, Wolfgang said, do your research on the history of Van Halen and you'll come to your conclusions, end quote. All right, late night tonight, Michael Cera on with Jimmy Fallon. Kimmel's got David Spade. Oh, that's right, he's off. Dana Carvey is hosting, and he's bringing his old buddy, David Spade, back. Ethan Hawke on with Stephen Colbert, and Seth Meyers has Lisa Kudrow. Most people first saw actress and model Emily Ratajkowski in that, what's that kid's name? Oh, God. Not Alan Thicke. Alan Thicke was his father. Sean Thicke? David Thicke? Somebody. Alan Thicke Jr. I can't remember. I don't like that kind of music. All I know is he made the song and got sued by the estate of Marvin Gaye because they ripped the song off. But people will recall that there were two versions of the video. One of the versions were all these models sort of prancing around in their underwear, and the other one was where they were not wearing the underwear. And two versions were out there. And one of the young women that got everybody's attention was a young gal by the name of Emily Ratajkowski. Right? She has since gone on to become much more famous. She got married a couple of years ago, had a baby, and now word is that she and the husband have split after 4 years of marriage. There's a lot of young men, and I was there for a very long time, a lot of young men who do not want to date women who have small children, just not where they are in their lives. I think a lot of people would make an exception for Emily Ratajkowski. You got a kid? No problem. Robin Thicke. That was his name, Robin Thicke. Chelsea Handler and her boyfriend broke up after a year. Oh, by the way, all those people, remember that story that broke a couple of weeks ago where staffers from The Late Show with Stephen Colbert were caught in the Capitol building? They were there legally. They were shooting a bunch of stuff. And then I guess somebody thought they had left the building, that they were done, but they were still shooting stuff and they weren't supposed to be in there. There's some sort of misunderstanding. Anyhow, they are not going to be prosecuted, so no big story there. Birthdays today, Benedict Cumberbatch. Strange-looking guy, good actor, though, 46. Anthony Edwards, Goose, is 60. Brian May of Queen, another guy we've had on the air, and he was fascinating. The guy's got an IQ of about 200. He's 75. For years, we called Eagles guitarist Bernie Leadon, L-E-A-D-O-N. Turns out it's Leadon, and he's 75 today. Frank Sinatra, who was 50 at the time, married Mia Farrow, who was 21 at the time on this date in 1966. I remember that very, very well. She was only 21. The marriage only lasted 2 years. He wanted her to quit acting in the movie Rosemary's Baby. She said, I don't want to do that. And that's what led to the end of that marriage. That was a great movie, by the way. I was working in the movie theater on the southwest side of Chicago, and that movie was out. And there were parts of the movie that we would time because we knew, well, there was a couple of nude scenes. You know, when you're like 17 years old and you're making $2.50 an hour, you need something to float your boat. So we knew exactly what time the nude scenes were, and we had it timed so we could run away from the candy counter for a couple of minutes, and we'd take turns doing that. Pete Rose, sentenced to 5 months in prison on this date in 1990, gambling on baseball, and a young man who not only came from one of those families who could afford to send him to, you know, Country Day Marii, and played baseball there, happened to be a very good-looking man. Rumor is he's packing serious heat, if you know what I mean. And we saw him in this television show in 2007, 15 years ago today. It was Mad Men. It was John Hamm. And there you go, the AMC story of John Hamm and Mad Men 15 years ago today. We are looking at a serious weather situation here for the next couple of days, and especially this weekend, where the high temperatures each day are expected to be over 100 degrees. Then we get a little break, and then it goes right back up again next week. The Google people say everybody's been typing in there, can heat cause diarrhea? And the answer is yes. Anything that takes a toll on your body can do it, and hot weather also helps bacteria grow, so things like food poisoning can be more common during heat waves. You can also still be micromanaged while working from home. A customer service rep in Texas complained online that her company was watching her through her webcam, noticed that she stepped away to grab some food, locked her computer remotely, and told her to contact a supervisor. I've told this story on the air a couple of times. When I was working in Omaha, Nebraska, this was back around 80, 81, I befriended a guy who was the most popular media person in the entire city. His name was Dr. Dave Iser, and he was the weather guy on the NBC affiliate, and he was immensely popular, one of the most popular media personalities I had seen in any town ever. And he and I became buddies. And he knew that I had an interest in weather, and he said, you know what, I think there's going to be a weekend weather slot open up. Would you be interested in that? You'd be great for it. And I said, damn right, I want to do that. And so I went down there, I cut the audition tape, nailed it, just hit it out of the park, and he's like, that's it. Yeah, I'm sure they're going to see this. They're going to love it. And I'm like, great. And I'm thinking, you know, I was in my 20s, and still relatively new in the business, and I'm like, this is great. I'm going to get on TV. And then the next week, he resigned because he was going to Chicago to the ABC affiliate there. And upon hearing all of this, it took him a week or two, and the TV station decided to rearrange and reassign a couple of people and sort of reform their news and weather department. And they eliminated my weekend weather job before I even got a chance to do it. The reason I tell that story is because somebody was on the internet the other day asking, what's the fastest you've ever landed a job and then lost it? And that includes getting fired or quitting because you didn't like it or couldn't take it anymore. So they polled over 1,000 people, and more than 1 in 4 say they've lasted less than 1 month at a job before, including 6% who said less than a day. 6% have left a job the day it started. Another 10% said less than a week. 11% said less than a month. 30% said somewhere between a month and 1 year is the shortest time they've ever spent a single job. 31% said they've never left a job in less than a year. If you are still having to go into work and you don't work remotely, you got to park your car. And somebody finally came along with this. I remember doing a piece on Fox 2 when I was doing commentary back in, what was it, like 2009 or something like that. Did that for about a year. And I did one piece about driving in parking lots because people turn into maniacs. It's a freaking parking lot and people are going like 45 miles an hour. And I remember telling the film crew, I said, just go out to any parking lot and just sit there for a while and get me some video of people basically racing through parking lots. And the guy said, what if we don't get anybody? I go, you will. And I gave him a couple of parking lots where I had personally experienced it. And sure enough, they came back the next day and handed me the tape. And they said, yeah, we didn't have any problem getting this. And I did this whole piece about, you know, what, since when is this a thing where when you have, you know, old people pushing shopping carts, you got people getting in and out of cars, you have little kids all over the place. And some guy gets in his car after going to Target Which was my attempt at sounding like a car peeling out. That was pretty lame, wasn't it? Anyhow, so here you go. Here are parking lot etiquette. Number one, don't park in a handicapped spot. Number two, don't block the flow of traffic waiting for a long time for a spot, especially if you're just randomly waiting and nobody's backing out anywhere. Number three, don't park so you're taking up multiple spaces. Number four, if you park poorly, try again. It's better to take time to repark than to park on the lines. Number five, don't slowly tail people as they walk through the parking lot, thinking that maybe they're going to give you a space. Number six, when you get in your car to leave, leave quickly because there's always somebody waiting. Number seven, always return your shopping cart. Don't just leave it lying around in the parking lot taking up a parking space. Number eight, use your turn signals to indicate what it is you're going to be doing. That's what they're there for. Follow the arrows. Don't go the wrong way down an aisle. And number 10, don't wait for a perfect spot if there are available spots further back. Thank you. How about the story yesterday? That woman in West Virginia who was attacked and left for dead in 2020 has been in a coma for the last 2 years. Earlier this week, she wakes up from the coma and identifies her own brother as the attacker who had left her for dead. That's going to cause an awkward situation at the Thanksgiving dinner table. A doctor in the UK has warned women that putting popsicles in their hoo-ha is not a safe way to beat the heat. If you're going to go to the pool over the course of the next couple of days, you've probably heard these stories that people are trying to sell you a chemical that you put in your pool that makes the water change color if somebody pees in it. There's no such thing. That's a myth. There's nothing like that. This is mildly disturbing. George Jetson was a 40-year-old dad in 2062. That means he was born this year. And my favorite meme yesterday was a picture of Jennifer Lopez, and it says, Jennifer Lopez needs just two more rings to tie Tom Brady. And with that, the J.C. Corcoran podcast for Tuesday, July 19th, 2022 is in the can. 116 days remaining in our American democratic system of government as we have known it. We're here just after 7 o'clock every weekday morning with the J.C. Corcoran podcast. Absolutely free. You may email me at jc@jconline.com or follow me on Facebook at The Showgram with J.C. Corcoran. That's it. Be cool. Talk to you in the morning. In the meantime, we've beaten this one to death. Have a good one. See you later. Bye.
The J.C. Corcoran Podcast.